3. Oh, I already pressed it.
Wait, what?
It sounds familiar.
We'll be both legends podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Vibo's Legends podcast. My name is Nisi, and today I'm joined by...
Lainey! Yes!
Yay! So Period. Today it's me and Lainey from the House of Dance podcast. And yeah, let's jump right into this episode. This week, we watched Legends of Tomorrow, Season 2, Episode 16, which is called Doom World. It got directed by Maisie Olmos and written by Ray Utarnahid and Sara Hernandez.
Yes.
You did
I love how we always struggle with the names of the people that directed it.
Well, yeah. I'm very sorry. But I'm sorry.
It's fine.
At this point, we would just like to give you a spoiler alert where we are going to discuss this episode in detail. So if you haven't watched it, go watch it and then just come back here. We'll wait for you.
Yeah, we aren't going anywhere.
Exactly. So, Lainey, what was your favorite moment?
Oh my God, I have so many. Like, this whole episode was mwah, pepit.
Chef's kiss.
First, I liked the beginning of the episode where Sarah and Amaya was fighting like smoke, Felicity smoke, and Sarah was like, rude, love that, thank you very much. And every part where Sarah was being a bitch, basically, my favorite.
Yeah.
And I love the basement conversation where they were like talking about the Nate's mom sandwich.
Yeah.
It was so stupid, but so funny to watch. I loved it. What about you?
I wrote down, I love Bad Sarah. She looks so hot with this sleek ponytail and the jacket. Actually, I have the same jacket.
Oh, but yeah?
Yeah, I do. I bought it because a person that I really like had the same, so I copied it because I wanted to look cool.
I mean, we all do the same thing, so.
Yes. She looks so hot. And also Amaya with leather. Excuse me.
Yeah, they always look good with leather.
Right?
Yeah.
It was a little snippet or something, but I love the Easter egg. That was one of my favorites. I don't know if you watched Prison Break.
Yeah, I watched it.
And Snart was like, we could plan an escape like old times.
Oh yeah.
Because we did plan an escape.
Oh my God, I didn't even thought about the fact that they were doing the same thing on Prison Break. I was like, maybe they were talking about them stealing stuff and then escaping, you know? But that's interesting. Oh my God, how did you notice that?
I don't know.
I didn't even thought about that. That's amazing.
So what's your least favorite moment?
I have quite a few, but I wrote down three parts. The son destroying the Spear of Destiny. Thank you very much. We didn't need that. And mostly the treatment that Meek has been given. It's like, I don't know, I feel like not a lot. He doesn't get the respect that most of them get. And I think he deserves some respect. And I love Meek. I want people to treat him like a human being, not like a dog, as he said.
Exactly.
So, yeah. What about you?
I had a few this episode, actually. But I think that's because we were in a different reality. My number one least favorite was like Killing Maya.
Oh yeah. Oh my, wait. Okay, keep going because I'm just having like, I'm just having an existential okay. Wow, yeah. I get that.
And the second was Fawn destroying the spear.
Yeah.
And the third that I really didn't like, but it was just because of the reality, was Jax like being an asshole to Stein.
It was so awkward. Like, I hate it. Jefferson being an asshole is the most infuriating thing ever.
Yes.
Like, it's not something that suits him, but it's also so annoying. Ugh.
Yeah.
Didn't like that part either.
Me neither. What was the most meaningful moment for you?
I didn't write down any meaningful part. And right now I'm trying to think about it, but I don't know. You could talk about yours and then maybe I'll come up with something later.
I think the most meaningful part of the upcoming episodes is Sarah coming up with the idea that they should find the Wave Rider.
Oh yeah.
They can actually time travel. I thought like when they were like, there's no other way to destroy this reality. I'm like, you are time travelers. Excuse me. Just go back in time.
Yes, but as Jefferson said, we cannot go back and change, you know. But that's maybe why they haven't thought about that.
When you think about it that way, I'm actually glad that they did that, because if they wouldn't have done that, then they wouldn't have broke time, and then Ava wouldn't have come into our lives, which we love.
Oh yeah, thank you very much. Thank God. Thanks for the legends.
So if you could change anything or add something or take away something from the episode or to the episode, what would it be?
Oh, I wrote down something, but I forget the word. Do you know when Jax went to give back Stein's memories and he broke the little, how do you call that little gun? How does Ray call that? Do you remember?
Yes. But I won't tell you because that's one of my quiz questions.
Oh my God, I have to remember till then. I really have to remember. But like when Stein broke it, like, I mean, I know like for people it would be boring if he hadn't broke the little gun, and because it would be like, oh yeah, they came back and they gave everybody's memory back. Boring. But no, I just hated it. And I thought that wasn't necessary. And I would take that part out, and I would just change that and give Stein's memory back. So, yeah, that's what I would change.
I would not kill Amaya, I guess.
Yeah, that wasn't necessary, seriously.
I mean, I know that they all kind of, spoiler alert here, even at this point. I know that they all kind of die in this reality because they go back in time and then there is new, you know, they don't die, but they die. Does that make sense?
Yeah. They come back to the real reality, if we can say that like that.
Exactly. And that's why I know why they killed Amaya, because she was like the first one to die. But I don't know, it was just like a weird thing.
Yeah. And sad. Yeah, it was like, Amaya, you don't mean anything to us. Like the writers, boom, we're gonna kill you like this. Boom. No, I think if Amaya was to die for real, I think she deserved a better death, like on the battle or something. Because if they had killed her like that, I would be mad.
Yeah. And I didn't get why everybody was just standing around. I mean, I knew they were in shock, but she was just shot with a blast of ice and frozen, and everybody was just standing there and watching her die.
I mean, as you said, they were shocked. So I think, I don't know if I would have reacted differently. Like, I think I would be in shock too, and I would be standing there like, what the fuck did just happen? Like, what? I would be like, damn, so.
Yeah. Is there anything else you want to add or want to say or anything?
Something that stood up is, again, how Sarah never gave up and showed us all that she is really the boss. Like, everybody was like, oh, that can be it. And some of them were giving up, and just Sarah's like, no, we're not giving up. Yeah. We have a wave rider, we have a travel machine. We're gonna get that back, and we're going to come back to the past and fix this.
Exactly. So, she's like, get your asses up, we're gonna do this now.
Yeah, I think that was the most, like, the part that really stood up for me.
Yeah,
because it's Sarah Lance.
Exactly. I really thought it hilarious that Rip was a baker.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Where did that come from?
I swear, like, since when? But at least now he has a talent for something.
Right. I love that. Did you notice that Nate was again the one that was running into the mayor's office?
Again, yes.
And stumbling and saying, the reality is wrong. Something is wrong. Yeah.
Wait, can we talk about his hair? Like, yeah, what the fuck was that? What? Why do they always have to do him like that? Why do they always have to give him the worst look ever? Like, every time he changed, like, there's something wrong. Do you remember the time he had, like, pimples with, like, it was disgusting to look at. And he has his hair back and glasses. Oh my God, that was just so weird. Again.
Yeah.
Justice for Nate, please.
Exactly. I also liked Gideon. Like, when she said, when Rip said, can you fabricate me a bottle of this? And she was like, no.
Gideon.
And he said, I'm your captain. And she's like, then you better start
acting. Gideon.
Excuse me.
I think I wanted to take that as my quote, but I don't know if I took it. But oh my God, that was so funny. I mean, Gideon is a queen, please.
Yes. So, anything else?
Nope, I'm done here.
Okay. That brings us to our beloved quiz segment, where yes, we ask each other questions about the episode and the other person has to try and answer them. And we encourage you, everybody who's listening to this, to play along with us. And no matter where you are, you shout those answers proud and loud.
Yes, please.
Exactly. So, Lainey, why don't you take it away?
Okay. Easy. What was inside Nate's mom's sandwich?
Mayo?
Yeah.
And something else. Salad.
No. What he said. What did he say?
I don't know. Something with mayo.
It was the perfect amount, something like that, of mayo, meat, and bread. That's what he said.
Exactly. Oh. Where and when did the episode start?
Star City?
Yeah. And when?
To 2017?
Yes.
Yes! Mm-hmm.
Who keeps the spare? Oh, you are. It's your turn. I'm so sorry.
Okay, listen. Okay, what was the lab, the name of the alcohol Rip was having when he was creating his second cake? Something was written on the bottle.
Baghdad rum? Rum?
What?
It was rum.
Yeah, it was rum, but something else. Something you almost got it, though. Yeah.
Baghdad?
No, something like that. It was big, bad. Rum. Ah. Rum. Yes. But you still got it. Half a point.
Thank you. No. Who keeps the spear of destiny?
Who what?
Who keeps the spear of destiny?
Thon?
Yeah, exactly.
I thought that was a trick question though. That's why I hesitate. Okay. What did Rip want with his new bottle of alcohol? What did he ask Gideon for?
He said that he found his last ingredient for the recipe and he needs it for then he needs the rum for the recipe.
No, after like, you know, when he did the second cake, he was like, can you fabricate me a new bottle of like rum something and some da da da. He said something. He wanted some food. What was it?
Nachos.
Yes.
Yes. Nailed it. So, to bring it back to Rip and his cakes, what was it that Rip perfectioned to put on his cake?
A bow? Yeah. I don't know how you call it. It's a bow?
Yeah, yes. It's a bow.
This one was easy though.
Yay. I'm glad.
Okay. Talking about Rip's cake again. What was the decoration on his second cake? What did he put on the cake? Yes!
Yay!
Genius, you got it.
So, what did Ray name his gun?
Oh no, I didn't thought about it. I don't know, reflection, memory, something.
A trans reality multiplexer.
Okay, I wasn't even close. Thank you very much. I don't remember. That's a hard word to remember. Okay. How many cakes? I'm obsessed with Rip's cakes.
I can see that.
Okay. How many cakes were on the table next to the clock cake?
I have no idea. Two, three?
Yes, three. You just counted. So I'll give you half a point. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, get
the
point.
Thank you, thank you. I'm honored.
Yeah, there's three cakes. And I'm done.
Who punched Mick first?
Okay. Ray.
No.
Wait, Nate? Nate.
Yes, Nate.
Yes. I thought it was Ray since like they flashed Nate first. Okay.
Yes. And are you out of questions?
No, I'm done here.
Okay. Who shot the spear out of Fawn's hands?
Who shot the spear out of whose hands?
Of Fawn's hands.
Oh. What's this? Mick?
Yay.
Yes. Because I don't think anybody has had gun at that point. I think it was just maybe Snart and Mick. If I remember.
Yes. So, now that we are at the end of our quiz segment, it's time for us to shimmy on over to our Who Said It segment.
Yes, I love this segment. Let's get it.
It's where... Wait a second. It's where we say a quote and the other one has to guess who said it.
Yes.
Play along at home with us, and we are also encouraging you to shout those answers loud and proud wherever you are. If you're in the bathroom, if you're in the shower, if you're on the bus, I don't know, anywhere.
In the bathroom eating chips like me.
Yeah. Anywhere. Shout them loud and proud.
Let's see who can fight me and win against me. Boom.
Exactly. So, Lainey,
okay,
you're going to take it away again?
Okay, but I mean, whenever you, however you want it, I'm okay with it. Do I start though?
Yes.
Okay. What more could you possibly want?
What more could you possibly want?
Yeah.
Fun.
I don't know. Yeah. I was like, I don't know, but I think you got it. And you got it. It was fun.
Yay.
Nailed it.
Oh, here.
Do I keep on going?
No, I do. I'm sorry. Okay. I was just checking my notes.
Okay.
Whoops.
Sarah.
Yes.
I was like, whoops, what? What do you mean, whoops? What, whoops? Yeah, it was Sarah. Okay. Mr. Jackson is here to see you.
This
easy.
This guy.
Yeah, an assistant, we're going to say.
Yeah, assistant.
Yeah. Easy.
Yes. I just need to motivate my employee a little more.
Jefferson.
Yes.
I remember that. Like, what motivates? What do you talk? What are you talking about? Oh, okay.
He was like motivating him badly, like motivating him that he's not allowed to see his family.
I mean, fuck back, Jefferson. I hate you.
Yeah.
God's sake. Okay. I will do nothing of the sort.
Stein?
No. But it sounded like Stein, but no, it wasn't Stein. Who talks like that?
Stein.
There are only three people. There's only three people who talks like that.
Ray?
No.
I don't know.
Gideon, Stein, and Rip are the only person that are capable of speaking like that. So, okay, your turn now.
Yes. There is no point in fighting.
There is no point in fighting. I know this. Oh, Rip.
Yes.
Yes. What does he want? What do you want to fight? You're in a time travel machine with a cake and
he's gonna throw cakes at them.
Okay, my turn. Nice work, Meek. Now hand it over.
Snart.
Yeah. The iconic snart that we hate on this episode.
Yeah.
Okay, your turn.
Actually, I mean, I like the original snort that we meet.
Yeah.
But yeah. My favorite snort is like the gay snort.
Oh, my God. Thank you very much. Thank you for backing me up on this because, you know.
I can read my own handwriting. Ha! So, at the very least, we should have wiped his brain.
Damien Dark?
No, but close.
Malcolm.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Last one for me. Mommy makes great sandwiches.
Nate?
No.
Meek.
Yes. I was going to say, yeah, he sounded like Meek, but Nate, but Meek, I mean, he loves food.
Yeah, he loves food and beer.
Yeah.
Anywhere he can get this, he's at home. Then it's time for you to start acting like one.
Gideon, obviously. Easy. We've talked about it.
Yes. Do you have any more?
No. That was okay. My
shoot now. Explain later.
Shoot now. It's later.
Explain later,
Sarah.
Yes. Sarah. I love how she's just hanging in the air and she's like, and Amaya, what the hell? Shoot now.
Explain later. It sounded so much like Meek. Like more drinking, less thinking.
Okay. Exactly. More shooting, less thinking. Okay, last one. Do I look like I did them?
Meek.
Yes.
I did so well, and you too. Love it.
So that means that we go over to our finish the quote segment, where one of us says a part of a quote and the other one has to finish it. Play along with us, see if you remember what was said in this episode. Lainey, your first quote.
This one is so hard. I don't like this game. Okay. My first quote. Losers, I'll have you know. Da 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 da.
Losers, I have you know. Pancakes?
No. No.
No, I don't know.
I'll have you know, in my reality, you and I had sex. It was Nate.
Oh, yeah. And Sarah goes like, excuse me? You had sex with this guy?
Like, no one knew. I mean, it was obvious, please.
Yeah. Just doing our job.
Just doing our job. In this game, do we have the right to know who said it?
Yeah, it was Sarah.
I was like, this sounded like Sarah. There's something else after that?
Yeah.
Just doing our job. I don't know.
Just doing our job, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. what?
Mr. Mayor.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah.
That was so easy, though. Like, just two words and... Okay, my turn. Don't you get it, man? Your impulse was...
Was creating something from your subconscious.
Yeah. Was a reality scare working on your subconscious?
Almost.
Oh. Half a point. Thank you very much.
Exactly. Half a point, please. Okay. Get it working or you will.
Who said it?
Jax.
Or you will not be seeing your kids. You will never see your kids again or something. I don't know.
Yeah, something like that. Get it working or will you... Get it working or you will never see this precious family of yours ever again.
I get a half a point still, okay?
Exactly. You get half a point. It's not like we count points. It's not that we
don't
count points here, but you get half a point.
It's fun.
Yeah.
Although we do agree... with your sentiment, da da da.
Though we do agree with your sentiment, I like to see you suffer.
No, you have so many obvious responses, seriously. No, but it wasn't that.
I don't know then. Who said it?
Damien Dark.
Oh, although we do agree with your sentiment, I don't know. I thought it was fun.
He said, although we agree with your sentiment, Eobard has to go. Eobard, something like that.
Yes, 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 yes.
Yes.
That makes more sense. I'm not part of anything.
I'm not part of anything.
Yeah.
Dum, 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 dum. Wait, Mick said dum. That?
Yes.
I'm not part of anything. He said that to who?
To Nate.
I saved your ass.
No, but
no.
Yeah, obviously he did.
I'm not part of anything. I don't know.
I'm not part of anything. I just made a terrible mistake.
Oh yeah. If this was like who said it, it would be so easier. okay. Mick, would you be able
to say, tell us the location of the spear?
Of phone? No. No.
Bring us some food?
No.
I don't know.
Would you be able to recognize the incantation?
Something yeah, right. But the incantation.
Yeah, anything Aramaic or something like that.
I love that Mick knows that language from a movie.
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, what? He does watch movies. He doesn't just eat and drinks.
Well, he loves movies and musicals. Did you know that?
Yeah, but it's not obvious. You know what I mean? Like, it's more obvious that he loves beer and food and
writing. He's actually a smart person.
I know.
Yeah. He just underestimated. Okay.
By the way, like we learned that he's leaving the show. He won't be a part of the show anymore.
In season 6?
Yeah, I don't know for season 6, but I know he posted something where he was talking about leaving Legend of Tomorrow. And I'm so sad because I loved him. Like, what? Why?
That will mean Sarah is the only original.
Now, yeah. Like,
oh my god. It feels like Grey's Anatomy. Everybody's going away. Okay. Back to the segment.
Yes.
For what it's worth.
For what it's worth.
Yeah.
That was a really great bad guy speech, something like that.
Yes. I thought it was a really good bad guy monologue.
Okay. Almost.
I give you almost. That. I give you that point.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So, do you have any more?
No.
Okay.
I'm always done before you. Huh? I'm always done before you.
That brings us to our Would You Rather segment, where we are given two options, not opportunities, in a question, and we have to say which one of these we would rather and why. We also put this up in a question box on Instagram, where you can tell us which one you would rather and why. We love seeing your replies. I mean, you guys are so creative.
Yeah.
So, would you rather for today, this week, is would you rather have a flying carpet or a car that can drive underwater?
Oh my god. a flying carpet, because I'm afraid of what I may find underwater. So I would say a flying carpet.
I mean, a car that can drive underwater would be cool, but I wouldn't know my way around underwater. So I think I would like to go with a flying carpet, because then I can still see where I'm going.
Yeah.
And where I
am. It's easier. I mean, it's easier and you feel free.
And actually, right now, I was I was actually talking to, about this to my friend. I was like, yeah, I would like to have Supergirl's powers right now of flying, because then I would just, I could just go see my family in Slovenia, or go see Kari in Scotland, or you in France, and I wouldn't have to wait until my country opens back up, and then I am allowed to leave my country, so I could just stand somewhere and bam, leave.
Fly away. Supergirl has arrived. I mean, who wouldn't want to have Supergirl's powers? Like now, seriously.
And a flying carpet is actually so cool, because like on in Aladdin or something, you could like take your friends with you and make a road trip.
Yeah.
Or
a flying carpet.
Cloud trip?
I don't know. Yeah.
There is not a road on the sky, you know.
Atmosphere cloud trip. Air trip.
And sky trip. Yeah. So.
Okay.
That was actually quite fast that we decided on this. Let us know what you would like, what you would rather. If you would rather have a flying carpet or a car that can drive underwater, and why?
Yeah. I have a question though.
Yes, please.
Would you rather be stuck in an elevator with Sun or Damien or Malcolm X?
Malcolm X? You mean
Malcolm. Merlin.
Uh-huh. Okay. I think with Malcolm, I guess.
Really?
Yeah, I could talk with him about Fia. I love Fia. And he loves Fia. It's his daughter. Deep down somewhere. He's like, I wouldn't compare it to Damien, but when it comes to Fia, his daughter, he's like, he has some heart here somewhere. You know?
He disappears, he comes sometimes, like a tourist. A heart tourist.
Exactly. It only comes when it comes to his daughter.
Yeah.
So I would talk to him about Fia and stuff, I guess. Because Fawn is kind of scary. And he can just vibrate his hand and take my heart out. Excuse me? No.
I know, but like, maybe if you get stuck with Than, you wouldn't have to talk to him. So you just stay there and wait until somebody comes and open the door. But I would rather die than be stuck with any of them. Like, I hate them both. Thank you very much.
Yeah. And they're not very nice people. So, do you have any more questions?
No.
Okay, that means it's time for our hypothetical fight segment, which is where we take two characters and discuss what would happen if they got into a fight with each other.
Yes. And
to make it clear for you out there, this is not about favoritism. This is not about who you like the most and who is your favorite. This is really about who would win practically in this fight, and
which is sad.
Yeah, it's we are also posting this on our Instagram and would love to hear what you think. So, lady, our hypothetical fight for this week is Ava Sharp against Amaya, but without powers.
Ava Sharp, only because she has so many abilities when it comes to hands-to-hands fighting. And I mean, Amaya can fight too, like she's pretty badass, but now I don't know, because I know Amaya can fight, but like Ava has been fighting without powers since I mean, it's not fair because she was basically programmed to fight. Let's say Eva and like that can stop talking because I would say Eva. I think most people would say Amaya, but I would say Eva.
Well, actually, I don't know why I picked such a hard fight, but it's also good that it's a hard fight. So we had a little discussion. I think Amaya is badass without her powers and stuff, and we see that all the time. But most of the time, she's relying on her powers, and she's like this. She's like, exactly. And yeah, I think that Eva is used to, I mean, also Amaya is used to fight without powers, but most of the time she has her powers because it's in her totem. And Eva is trained like an assassin. Like, she got this almost the same training as Sarah, I guess, because she's on the same level.
No.
Or even higher. I don't know.
I mean, she fought with Sarah and nobody won. Like, they both end up on the floor. So
exactly. So I think either Eva would win or it would be
equality. Like,
yeah, they would both end up on the floor.
Yeah,
or they would just knock each other out, you know, running against each other in slow motion, and then knock each other out, and then both are lying on the floor.
And then Sarah would ask for water.
Exactly. So, do you have anything to add to this or not?
Nope.
Okay. Nope. Now that we discussed our hypothetical fight, the last thing that we have left is our Arrowverse Notable Quotable segment.
Yes!
Yay! Where we discuss our favorite quotes from across the Arrowverse, any show or any character. Lainey, why don't you take it away?
So, for me, in honor of Mick Rory, because since he won't be a part of the show anymore, I chose two quotes from him, even though there's so many that I wanted to choose.
Yes.
Okay. He said, "You better kill me now. If I ever get my hands on you, I'm going to get all Rocky Ivy on you, on your ass." Love that. Thank you very much. And another one, he said, "Why are you two goofy bastards so happy? You lost your damn suit. The food sucks. And I've done no proof ninjas exist." I love this episode.
I love his obsession with ninjas.
Yes.
Mine. Let's look. I also got one from Mick here.
Okay.
"When you got a crew, you don't take a hit for the rest."
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yeah.
I love that one.
I also.
Wait, can you repeat?
Yes. "When you got a crew, you don't take a hit for the rest."
What?
Okay.
Did he mean like when you have a crew and something happens, you don't take like the, if someone is beating you up, you don't take it for the rest, you let them all get beaten up?
Well, I think he meant when you have a crew, you don't care about the rest, you just care about your crew, and you don't fight for the other team, you fight for your crew with your crew. And here's another favorite one of mine. "I flew here on a bus." You know who said that?
No.
It was Kara Danvers from Supergirl.
Don't be even remember.
I flew here on the bus.
I love that.
Yeah.
Since she's super girl. Okay, I love it.
Yeah, she was like trying to be subtle. She was, Lena was asking her if she needs to pay for her parking ticket. And she was like, yeah. No, I flew here.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
On a bus.
Yeah. I remember.
I swear this woman. So now that we got this, if you made it to this part in our episode, I would like to let you know that as today, which is the 18th of April, that we have a competition running online where you can win a one-on-one with Courtney Ford, aka Nora Dark, Fairy Godmother. It's a 2-minute call, it's virtual, and you can do it from anywhere in the world.
Yes.
It's completely free and doesn't cost you anything to enter. You can find it on our social media at Bebo's Legends on Twitter and Bebo's Legends Podcast on Instagram. Yes. Or TikTok as well. The rules are simple. You just repost our post and post our Just Giving link, which is for Stonewall Charity, LGBTQ+ charity. You don't have to give to it, but it would be amazing if you did. And the winner for that will be announced on April 24th during our live stream event. If you are listening to this after the 24th, I'm really sorry you missed out on that competition. But don't worry, there will be more in the future. And thank you so much for listening to our podcast, guys. We love you. And make sure to come back next week. We see you then, you'll hear us then. We love you.
Thank you so much, guys. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bebo's Legends Podcast. I la la love you too.